Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Takes it right alley, a lob raid, blocked by Pajemski, oh my! In transition the other way, right wing with it, matched by Mania. Gets the screen from Looney, in and out dribble, behind the back, right angle, gets it back from Looney on the wing. Shot fake, puts it on the floor, bounce pass to a cutting Looney, to the hoop and lays it in! 92-86, and all the Warriors fans in attendance nod their hands, clap their hands in approval. As it looks like we are going to get Brandon Pajemski on headset with us. And Brandon's come over, put the headset on. Good game for him off the bench. 9 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. And Brandon, congrats on the win. This was a tough one. The Portland made you earn it tonight. What did it take down the stretch to pull this one off?
Yeah, just execution and focus. We came out flat. We were flat the whole game. And, you know, teams like this where their best guys are sitting out. The other guys are just looking at it as an opportunity to prove themselves in this league. You've seen they had a bunch of two-way guys, G League guys, you know, all playing. Obviously, Scoop and DeAndre are a good combo. But, you know, we just got to come out locked in and focused. And I think maybe it was a little bit looking ahead tomorrow because it's a big game. But I think, you know, those last 4 or 5 minutes, 6 minutes, we got stops. We only limited them to one shot. And, we let Steph and JK and Chris do their thing.
But you mentioned limiting them to one shot. Over the last 10 minutes and 37 seconds, you held the Blazers to just 12 points. Outside of limiting them to one shot, what worked so well defensively for the Dubs down the stretch?
If you think about it, DeAndre Ayton had about, I don't know how many points he had, but how many mid-range jumpers did he hit? And we know Scoot, he's a great point guard, but we knew they were just playing, two-man basketball. And either Scoot was going to get a shot or DeAndre was. So a big emphasis in that last quarter was to just pull in weak side and make them skip it to those other guys who, you know, aren't really comfortable making a play.
Talk about the work of Kevon Looney tonight. 9 points, 11 rebounds, 4 blocks.
Hey, that dude's insane. We're from the same city, so I love to see him succeed. He's the ultimate pro. You guys saw that he's been out the rotation lately because, you know, Trace has been doing his thing. And, you know, he hasn't played one time. He's been a pro about it, been in all the 3-on-3 low-minute games with the guys. And, you know what you're going to get from Kevon Looney, and I think that's what makes him a pro's pro. And, you know, that's the level I'm trying to get to, is where Coach knows what he's going to get from me each and every night.
And finally, Pods, we'll get you out of here on this. With the win, you move into ninth. How's it feel to be out of 10th, at least for the moment?
It feels good, but we got two left. We sort of control our own destiny. We win both, we'll be guaranteed 9. You know, I don't know. Do you guys know who lost between Sac and New Orleans?
Last we checked, New Orleans was up 20. They're up 11 with 44 seconds to go.
Okay, that's perfect. So, I mean, if we went out and Sac loses one more game, we jump into that 8 spot. So, we got to take care of business tomorrow and Sunday.
Well, Brandon, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
All right. Warriors win 100-92 tonight. Don't go anywhere. We have the State Farm Post Game Show coming up after this timeout. The Warriors win by 8. They're 45-35 right here on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, welcome to the State Farm Post Game Show. State Farm has surprisingly great rates on car insurance. You'll get coverage that meets your needs at a price that fits your budget. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there as the Warriors can breathe easier than they were 20 minutes ago after a 100-92 win over the Portland Trail Blazers. Now, this is a Blazers team that made New Orleans earn it, but the Blazers led the Pelicans at the half 2 nights ago before losing by 10. They were within 8 of Boston heading into the fourth quarter 4 nights ago, so they have given playoff teams a bit of a sweat, and well, it turned into more than a bit of a sweat tonight because the Blazers went on that 6-0 burst to start the fourth quarter. They had a 5-point lead at that point. They led by 6 in the fourth quarter before the Warriors finally clamped down. And it was that defense down the stretch that Brandon Pajemski was talking about, getting stops. They limit the Trailblazers just 36% shooting on a night where the Warriors were just pretty sloppy, booting the ball all over the place. They turned out to be only minus 5 in points off turnovers, but at one point it was 15-0 in favor of Portland. They're booting the ball all over the place. They were giving up second chance points left and right. And they were minus 13 in second chance points. And that just kept Portland in this game. They have been a scrappy team down the stretch. Even though they're not playing for anything in the standings, they have been playing with a lot of pride. And I know that's like a cliche to say about a team that is 21-59, but it is the truth. They have played hard, and not trying to be the kid from the Boston-Miami series after their Game 5 loss, the Heat to the Celtics, to fall behind good 3-2, where he said, good job, good effort to all the Heat fans, to all the Heat players coming off the court. But they really have played hard down the stretch. They found a little something with Scoot Henderson and DeAndre Ayton in that two-man game in their pick-and-roll game. It has worked nicely. It led to a couple of wins on their most recent seven-game road swing. But this is one that the Warriors expected to win, and they probably expected to win a little easier than they did, even without a Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Gary Payton II. But a win is a win. In the words of Vin Diesel, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, winning's winning. And that's what the Warriors were able to do tonight, and just some crunch time buckets from Steph Curry. You knew, even when he didn't have it going early, he started 3 of 13 from 3, that he was going to make some big buckets late, and he delivered with two big threes in the fourth quarter as he finished with a team-high 22 points. And even when he doesn't have it going, he can make things happen for Golden State. Also, shout out Kevon Looney. 9 points, 11 rebounds, 4 blocks. Just his effort on the glass was huge with those 4 offensive rebounds. And in a night where most guys just didn't really have it, he certainly did. And really played hard. You needed his professionalism off the bench. He was really good. Jonathan Kuminga having a nice start as he and Chris Paul moved into the lineup with Klay and Draymond sitting this one out, as you hope that they will be able to go tomorrow night against the Pelicans. Again, the Pelicans getting a big win. We will get to that later on our Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, but look, the Warriors certainly had to earn this one tonight, but they came away with a win, and they're 25-16 on the road this year. That'll be their road record for the 23-24 campaign, 1 year after going 11-30 away from Chase. Now, the problem is they're 20-19 at home. Well, they can still avoid a 20-loss home season. And look, if they can win out, get to 47-35, 47-35 is a pretty good season, all things considered. It might not show up in the standings because 47-35 could have them in ninth, no worse than ninth, but potentially eighth. And we'll see. Look, with New Orleans winning, they're 48-32, so the seventh seed is officially out of the question because the Phoenix Suns at 47-33 can have no fewer than 47 wins. They lose the tiebreaker to Phoenix, and they also lose the tiebreaker to Sacramento. So even if there's a three-way tie for seventh at 47-35 between Sacramento, Golden State, and Phoenix, they're not winning that tiebreaker. But there is hope that they can move up to eighth with Sacramento losing tonight. And here's a reminder of what the Sacramento Kings have left on their schedule. They have the Phoenix Suns tomorrow. That's the one they need to lose, because then they welcome Portland Sunday afternoon. And with all due respect to these hard-charging Blazers, that is one they are unlikely to win in enemy territory. So you are obviously hoping to beat New Orleans tomorrow, and then you are purchasing some purple and orange to root for the Phoenix Suns tomorrow night. Dub Nation will become big-time Suns fans tomorrow. That's a 7:30 tip. So you'll do some scoreboard watching. And if the Kings lose that game tomorrow, the path is pretty clear to the 8 seed for Golden State. They would just have to win out. They do need a little bit more help. At the very least, they can play their way to ninth, which is better than 10th because you host the 9-10 play-in game. But obviously, you want to get up to 8th so you get 2 cracks at getting into the Western Conference playoffs. You would be on the road for 7-8 and then host the 8-9 game if you do lose 7-8. If you win the 7-8, you become the 7 seed. That's the other thing that you'd like to not face Denver in the first round. So the only way, if Denver's the one seed, the only way you can avoid Denver in the first round is if you get up to 8 and win the 7-8. If you finish 9th, you can do no better than the 8 seed. So that's another reason to try to get up to 8. Right now, Denver has first place to themselves by a game over Minnesota and Oklahoma City. Well, we'd like to let you know about the upcoming broadcast presented by Ticketmaster. Tomorrow, the Warriors with their penultimate game of the regular season against the New Orleans Pelicans. That's a big one. 6:30 on the air, 7 p.m. tip time, as the Pelicans are trying to stay out of the play-in. Currently, they hold the number six spot by a game over the Phoenix Suns with two to play. Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert will have the call for you. That is Autism Acceptance Night presented by NBC Sports. And the regular season finale presented by Chase Freedom Sunday afternoon against the Utah Jazz. 12 p.m. airtime, 12:30 tip time. Tim and Tom on the call for that one as the Warriors try to work their way up to eighth. So that is what is left for the Golden State Warriors. And the Dubs made 12 three-pointers tonight, which means $6,000 will be donated to benefit local organizations and underserved youth as part of the Hoops for Kids program presented by Salesforce. Visit warriors.com/kids for more information. Thank you, Salesforce, and all participating sponsors.